The fire may not open, but the devil we return. Insanity or glory in a mind that never learns. A moment of something when the dark can reverse.
Welcome to Implant Side, Jeremy from Kentucky, on your Friday Night Health and Wellness broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash, donate, fundage. You know what to do. Keep free speech alive for your children and grandchildren. We're going to start out with health and wellness, talking about the deadly COVID jabs, safe and effective. That's what the mainstream media would have you believe. For anyone who would take these deadly jabs. I don't know why anybody is still taking these, but I want to cover an article tonight about an Oklahoma news anchor having a stroke live on air. Basically, if you take these deadly jabs, it is tantamount to suicide. Safe and effective, Oklahoma news anchor had a stroke live on air. From NBC News, an Oklahoma news anchor had the beginnings of a stroke during a live TV broadcast on Saturday after she appeared to struggle to speak in the on-air incident.
That suicide is painless. It brings on many changes.
In a video of the newscast shared online, Julie Chin, a reporter with NBC affiliate KJRH of Tulsa, appears to struggle through a live report about an event marking the attempted launch of NASA's Artemis 1 rocket. Chin revealed in a lengthy Facebook post on Sunday that her doctors believe she had the beginnings of a stroke, but not a full one.
Suicide is painless.
Suicide.
It brings on many changes.
Chin said the episode seemed to have come out of nowhere. I felt great before our show, she said. Things took a turn in a matter of several minutes during the newscast. Chin said that first she lost partial vision in one eye, and a little bit later her hand and arm went numb.
Suicide is painless.
She knew she was in big trouble when her mouth would not speak the words that were right in front of her on the teleprompter. She wrote, "If you're watching Saturday morning, you know how desperately I tried to steer the show forward, but the words just wouldn't come." She thanked her co-workers for recognizing the emergency situation and calling 911. Now Chin is spreading awareness about strokes and recognizing symptoms, including loss of balance, vision changes, and facial droop. The anchor assured viewers that she'll be back at the news desk sharing more stories in a few days.
Same thing, if you please.
And in further health and wellness news, in tranny news, we have in the Netherlands a 31-year-old male-to-female tranny has been green-lighted to play football with teenage girls. From Remix, a Dutch male-to-female transgender person, Marjolaine Schiepers, who was temporarily permitted to play with a team of under 20 girls in the Netherlands, celebrated being allowed to change in the girls' dressing room by saying it was the best gift I could ever get. Marjolaine says playing football has always been a passion from an early age, but finding a team of young girls that welcomes a 31-year-old transgender man has been a struggle. It's been a struggle, especially due to problems that he has been adhering to rules set by the Royal Football Association, according to the Dutch News. Morselin, who fully transitioned 2 years ago and received updated gender status in her passport and official documents, has managed to register as a woman with the KNVB. She says the sport keeps her going, and the experience of not playing football is a form of torture. The psychologist who guided her during her transition recently said that she is on the edge of a burnout. The tranny says that last spring she had the experience of not playing football. She lost connection with the girls' team in Lycee, which was 200 kilometers away, and the fact that she was in the car for up to 5 hours to train just for an hour was no problem. So this transvestite, this male going into female status, actually drove an hour out of the way to be able to go and train with this group of girls. And just so that he could feel like a she, I don't know. So for the first time, she did not have to change in a separate room while playing for the team in Lycee, but was welcome in the women's dressing room, which is described as the best gift that she can get. However, it has not been permitted to play football for 16 weeks. Not only because she or it is experiencing pain in her hips, which could be the administration of female hormones, but mainly because the KNVB does not allow her to play with a team that only consists of girls younger than age 20. The tranny says, "I'm 31 years old, but I don't feel that way. I'm full of hormones.
And I feel like a 15-year-old girl," said the tranny Morselin. The KNVB is afraid that I am too strong to play with and against young girls. That is not the case, and you cannot judge that from the chair in Zeiss. So this 31-year-old, like 200-pound man, is making the case that he can play football with 15-year-old girls. Anyway, that's your latest news in trannyism. Definitely about George situation. So I want to cover some local news in this actual paper that I have in my currently nicotine stained hands, the West Kentucky News. Foraging for Wild Things in Health and Opinion section of West Kentucky News, my two cents, editor Teresa Ann Pearson. Foraging Ironweed. In this series of Foraging Wild Things, we have covered a variety of wild plants that grow here in Western Kentucky. Some of the plants that we are covering are edible, some are medicinal, but most are both. Please research and positively identify any plants before using them. Remember, do not use any plants that may have been exposed to chemicals. And again, do your research. There are many websites, blogs, and books available for your research. If you have questions or need help, please contact me, Teresa Ann Pearson, on her YouTube channel or Facebook page at stringfieldridge.com. That's Stringfield, Stringfield, Ridge, RIDGE, farm. Ironweed is a tall plant with a beautiful purple flower head that you are seeing in the fields right now. The species that grows here in Kentucky is a giant ironweed. It's among the tallest of its kind. It can grow as tall as 8 feet. More than 500 species are found worldwide. Ironweed is a member of the Pastor Say Jay family, they are known for the clusters of purple flathead flowers on the branchhead flower heads. They bloom in late summer to early fall. This plant is said to help regulate menstruation, including helping to bring a period or lessen a heavy flow, as well as reduce cramping. There you go, ladies. Here's a alternative to birth control pills. It is said to have been used many years ago to help women find relief during childbirth. It was also used to lower hemorrhaging and treat skin problems that are associated with blood issues. That would explain its use in birth control. The root of the ironweed is bitter and has been used to stimulate appetite and aid in digestion. Typically, it was prepared as a root powder or decoction, also known as tea. For this purpose, the leaves as well as the root were used to aid in symptoms related to colds and flu. The leaves of ironweed were made into a tea to be used as a sore throat gargle, and the root was used to treat fever and chills. Not having any toxic look-alike makes ironweed an easy foraging plant. Bees and butterflies love this plant when it is in bloom. A dosage of the tincture used was a teaspoonful 5 times a day. An infusion is usually made with flowers or leaves simmered in water, while a decoction is generally made with roots or bark simmered in water like a tea. A tincture is made with any flowers, leaves, or roots and soaked for at least 30 days in alcohol like vodka. By the way, my comments here, I would recommend London Dry Gin. Back to the article, like all natural home remedies and supplements, ironweed has not been approved by the FDA for use as a medicine. I am not a medical professional of any type. I am merely sharing the results of my own experience and research. A little disclosure from Teresa Ann Pearson. Sources: Mosby's Handbook of Herbs and Natural Supplements. Also, the Lost Book of Herbal Remedies. If you have any questions or need help, please contact me on my YouTube channel or Facebook page. This is Teresa Ann Pearson at Stringfield Ridge Farm. Note, another disclosure, my articles are for informational purposes only and should not be construed as medical advice. Before using any herbal or natural remedies, check for appropriate dosages and drug interactions. Information contained here is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prescribe. Please do plenty of research yourself before using any herbal remedies, according to Teresa Ann Pearson. So, before we get to the break, I want to cover this article from the Daily Stormer, stormer-daily.rw, the most censored publication in history. This is concerning the cyborg agenda. AP publishes a life extension article. Andrew writes, "As recently as last year, people were saying that I was insane for talking about the cyborg agenda. What do you people think is going on with these world overlords? They are trying to live forever. All I did was read what these people were writing. They've been saying for 2 decades that they were going to live forever. That's why they're acting so boldly now. Also, let me tell you, the key to living forever, according to them, is gene therapy. The coronavirus vaccine was part of this process. They wanted to mass experiment on people, and they wanted to pour billions and billions of dollars into producing an effective gene therapy delivery mechanism. That was the goal of the vax. If they just wanted to kill people, they didn't need a gene therapy injection." Let me introduce my comments here. I think that the COVID-19 so-called vaccines, the deadly jabs, were indeed a depopulation vaccination that actually sterilized people. And we don't have any research, any real research on this, but you know, you have a lot of articles about females that have taken this, that have had weird menstrual cycles, bleeding, and they've experienced the death of their children in the womb. So I personally think that the vax was for the purpose of sterilization and the overall goal of depopulation. So Andrew and I differ a little bit in this particular point. Anyway, going back to the article from the Stormer, Andrew writes, "It's insane, but it's not me saying it. Only ever I said what they said. Here's the fact, I'm better informed than virtually anyone on the planet." And he's quoting an AP article. "In an unfurnished part of his basement, 95-year-old Richard Solar zips around a makeshift track encircling boxes full of medals that he won for track and field in long distance running. 95-year-old man. Without a hint of breathlessness, he says, I can put miles down here. Steps away is an expensive leather recliner that he bought when he retired from Procter & Gamble with visions of relaxing into old age. He proudly proclaims that he's never used it. He's never used the recliner. He's been too busy training for competitions, such as the National Senior Games. Solar, who lives near Cincinnati, has achieved an inviolable goal chased by humans since ancient times, staying healthy and active late in life. He says it's a goal that eludes many, that growing old is often associated with getting frail and sick. But scientists are trying to change that, and they're trying to tackle one of humanity's biggest challenges. Though through a little known but flourishing field of aging research called cellular senescence. It's built on the idea that cells eventually stop dividing and enter a senescent stage in response to various forms of damage. The body removes most of the damage, but others linger like zombies. They aren't dead, but as the Mayo Clinic's Dr. Nathan Libersure puts it, they can harm nearby cells moldly, like moldy fruit corrupting a fruit bowl. They accumulate in older bodies, which mounting evidence links to an array of age-related conditions, such as dementia, cardiovascular disease, and osteoporosis. But scientists wonder, can the zombie cell buildup be stopped? The ability to understand aging and the potential to intervene in the fundamental biology of aging is the truly greatest opportunity we've had, maybe in history, to transform human health. This according to Dr. Libersure. Extending the lifespan of healthy years impacts the quality of life, public health, socioeconomics, and the whole shebang. While the number of people 65 or older expected to double globally by 2050, cellular senescence is a very hot topic, according to Dr. Perez Montes of the National Institute of Health. According to an Associated Press analysis of the NIH research database, there have been around 11,500 total projects involving cellular senescence since 1985. We're up on the break, back on the other side with more Implant Side Health and Wellness. Your calls after the second break. There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me.
I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. You've probably heard me say that $1 billion spent by our federal government is $8 per taxpayer. Let's talk about some other examples of what a billion really is. A billion seconds ago was 1990. If you played this Liberty Minute on a continuous loop a billion times, it would stop playing in the year 3912. The government has moved on from spending billions to trillions of dollars at a time. Biden's recent student loan forgiveness is likely to cost $1 trillion. $6 trillion was spent in the name of COVID. A trillion is 1,000 billions. So $8,000 per taxpayer. A trillion seconds ago was 29,000 BC. Remember these examples the next time you hear a politician talk about spending. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Head now.
So we're back to In Plain Sight. Jeremy from Kentucky on your Health and Wellness Friday Night Edition. I was just referencing an article from the Daily Stormer where Andrew is quoting an AP article about a 95-year-old man named Richard Soler who is in excellent physical health, apparently. He's running, and he has visions of living forever. So I'm going to get back to this AP article. Soler, who lives near Cincinnati, has achieved an inviolable goal chased by humans since ancient times, staying healthy and active in late life. It's a goal that eludes so many that growing old is often associated with getting frail and sick. But scientists are trying to change that and tackle one of humanity's biggest challenges through a little known but flourishing field of aging research called cellular senescence. All right. So just to bring you back into focus, Andrew is writing an article in the Stormer about how these elites are trying to figure out how to live forever. And he's quoting this AP article about this 95-year-old individual, Soler, in Cincinnati. So back to the article. Cellular senescence is built on the idea that cells eventually stop dividing and enter a senescent state in response to various forms of damage. The body removes most of them, but others linger like zombies. They aren't dead, but as Mayo Clinic's Nathan Librasur puts it, they can harm nearby cells like moldy fruit contaminating good fruit in a bowl. They accumulate in older bodies which mounting evidence links to a array of age-related conditions such as dementia, cardiovascular disease, and osteoporosis. But scientists wonder, can the zombie cell buildup be stopped? The ability to understand aging and the potential to intervene in the fundamental biology of aging is truly the greatest opportunity we have had, maybe in history, to transform human health. This according to Lebrasseur. Extending the span of healthy years impacts the quality of life, public health, socioeconomics, the whole shebang. With the number of people 65 or older expected to double globally by 2050, cellular senescence is a very hot topic. This according to Perez Montes of the National Institute of Health. According to an Associated Press analyst of NIH research database, there have been around 11,500 total projects involving senescence since 1985, far more in recent years. About 100 companies plus academic teams are exploring drugs that target senescent cells. So I want to get back to Andrew's comments on this. From Andrew England on the Daily Stormer, they've been talking about this since the stem cell controversy. They are obsessed with abortion because they need these babies for their vampire plans. This combines with the brain interface agenda, and then in the future with nanotechnology agenda. How many movies have you seen featuring this type of stuff? Where do you think the ideas from these movies come from? Ever since computer technology was invented, people started dreaming of using it to try to live forever. This was an ancient goal before that, with mythology about the fountain of youth and so on. Remember what the serpent said to Eve, "You will surely not die." That was the first lie. Every other lie has come from that lie, and every lie goes back to that lie. Andrew writes, atheism is basically like being a tranny. A tranny will never be a woman, and an atheist will never be able to not believe in God. To not know in the back of their mind that they're going to have to face judgment for their decisions in life. So what do they want then? They want to avoid death so that they would never face judgment. Wanting to live forever is stupid on its face. This is really not the best place to be. The earth is kind of hell, frankly, and existence is mostly just suffering and boredom. Alcohol and Factorio help with suffering and boredom, respectively, and the gym and enjoyable human relations help with both, but life is not especially great. For those of us who believe in God and are comfortable with it, the impending judgment day, it's like, oh Lord, please hurry this up. Evil people have a much stranger agenda. He's making the case that evil people don't want to face judgment of God, so they want to live forever, and that's why they're implementing these deadly vaxes to experiment on the populace. I don't totally agree, but I see his reasoning. Anyway, we'll be back on the other side of the break with your calls and comments on In Plain Sight, Health and Wellness Edition.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight 4 of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Okay, so we're back to Health and Wellness in Plain Sight with the melodic tones of Lindsey Buckingham on your Friday night broadcast. I wanted to bring up another individual who apparently has achieved long life, Lee Ching Wen. They know his date of death, which was May 4th, 1933, but they're not sure of his date of birth. Apparently over 200 years old, was a Chinese herbalist and martial artist and tactical advisor, known for his extreme longevity. So we'll get into this a little bit. His true date of birth has never been determined, but scientists consider his claims to be a myth that he was over 200 years old. He at least achieved 100, I would say that. Li Ching Wen took life force in the mountains and was skilled in Kuaizhong martial arts. He worked as an herbalist, selling different herbs, including ginseng, along with other Chinese herbs, and lived off of a diet of herbs and rice wine. Interesting. Let's go to our call screen before we go to more headlines. Oh, we got Paul in California. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, good evening, Jeremy. Yeah, it's a great topic, and I was going to ask you, have you ever heard of something called the immortal cell and the experiments that were known as such?
No, I have not.
You should definitely check it out. It's been a while since I've read about it, but I remember first discovering it, I think probably back in the 80s when I was first getting into health and nutrition, you know, go to all these various health food stores and start reading. But yeah, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was back in the 30s. Could have been slightly before or slightly after the 1930s, but a scientist took, you know, because everybody's heard of cell cultures, and, you know, what is a cell culture? They'll take a certain type of cell, line of cells, and they'll keep it alive in a petri dish, and they, you know, they have to change out the medium, and they have to make sure it gets supplied with proper, you know, nutrients and that sort of thing. Well, anyway, the immortal cell, you know, it's essentially, he discovered that if he kept the medium clean, in other words, he didn't let waste products build up too much or for too long, but constantly changed out the medium, keeping it, you know, pure or clean, that the cell would essentially live more or less forever. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it was some sort of a chicken cell. It might have been chicken heart cells, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, for anybody who's listening, and this also is for you, Jeremy, I would encourage you to search term that and read about it. Here's something else that I'll bring to your attention, and for anybody who's listening, you may want to make a note of this, because these are two things that I encountered on my journey that really made a big impact on me. One is called The Colon Health Handbook by, I believe it's Robert Gray. So if you just type in The Colon Health Handbook, fairly quick, easy read, and I believe I first encountered that back in the 80s as well. And then also, Bernard Jensen wrote a book on the same subject, and he called it Tissue Cleansing Through Bowel Management by Dr. Bernard Jensen. In fact, anybody who knows health and nutrition would know Dr. Bernard Jensen. But essentially, keeping your insides clean is, I won't say it's everything, but it is extremely, extremely important. And, you know, there's a lot of people, especially, you know, like even my generation or the generation before me, my parents' generation, and the whole idea of them doing a fast or a cleanse that might be aided by either herbs or some sort of a bulking agent such as psyllium husk was completely foreign to them. I could never get my mom or my dad to do it. You know, I got into it early on, starting when I was just in my mid to late 20s, because I read about it. And, you know, there's people your age, my age, and much older that have never even done a cleanse or thought to do it. And, you know, if you've done one, you can experience for yourself the feeling of kind of renewed energy and health and well-being that will result. And there's products out there. There's like, you can buy them, you know, they're basically capsules with certain herbs in there. You can buy like a 3-day cleanse and a 7-day. There's even a 2-week cleanse that I did. It's been a few years, and I'm thinking I should maybe do another one. But I believe the product, there's many of them out there now, but I believe the product was called Clean Start, if I'm not mistaken. And it was a combination of these herbal tablets as well as the bulking agent of some psyllium and some clay, like a bentonite clay and so forth. And to my way of thinking, again, there's many things such as nutrition, you know, proper outlook, you know, fresh air, sunshine, exercise, all those things. But I think a lot of illness begins in the colon, and there's a lot of people that will say the same thing.
It's interesting, this Chinese man that I brought up, Li Qingwen, supposedly achieved longevity by using herbs and rice wine. So there is a part that alcohol, I think, plays maybe in this cleansing of the bowels. You know, with alcohol being used for thousands of years of human history, moderately, of course, and this particular individual with his herbs and rice wine supposedly achieved over 200 years. I'm not going to push back on that. I can't confirm or deny it, but he definitely got over 100 years, you know, according to what I've read online. But so this cleanse...
Anybody...
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you go ahead, I'm sorry.
I know. I mean, this cleanse of the bowels. I mean, that seems to be a thing. Certain herbs and plant based materials do tend to, extend longevity by cleaning out your bowels. And what as you get older, you're more susceptible to these things, colon cancer right. and whatnot.
Well, so what I was just starting to say earlier, too, is anybody that's read much on health and nutrition and longevity, you can't help but come across the one thing which they know for sure that they've demonstrated clinically, you know, with studies in mice and other laboratory animals, and that's a calorie restriction. The calorie restriction is the one thing that they, you know for sure they've demonstrated comes along with longevity. So, and there's a variation, you know, where they restrict calories by 30%, 40%. Well, they've done, you know, and there's a range. So you don't want to restrict calories compared to what, you know, you would call the normal maintenance. By, I don't think it's more than like 50. In fact, it might not be more than 40 or 45%. But calorie restriction in general of in the range of 20 to 30% is associated with better health and longevity. It's just less burden on the body. It's less energy devoted to processing, you know, the material. And I'm sure you're aware of all those people that believe in eating one meal a day and practice what they call intermittent fasting. And I can definitely testify to the fact that when you don't eat as often and you don't eat as much, in general, you're going to feel a little bit more energetic and need less sleep.
Well, the average American, you know, 120 years ago, I mean, they would fit that description working out in the field. You know, they're not going to McDonald's or whatever every time they get, hungry to get a snack. They're going to do their work, and there's going to be a certain amount of, you know, the body, utilizing the calories that it takes in. And, you know, they might come home for a nice lunch or whatever and then go back in the field. I think that's what we're missing in this sedentary lifestyle is, right. Earning those calories.
Yeah, exactly. Earning your food. I think Thomas Jefferson said something about you must earn your bread by the sweat of your brow, more or less, something like that.
So the only modern data that we can really look to maybe is the Amish and Mennonites, specifically the Amish, who probably live more like people did 120 years ago. You know, there's some Amish that do go into town and eat out and go to groceries, and the modern Amish, but the more trad Amish, as I call them, the trad am, I've coined that phrase trad am. They'll plow their fields, they do their work, and they try to live more of a lifestyle that we lived 120 years ago. And they're much more healthy. I've talked to a lot of Amish elders in the Amish church that are 70 and 80 years old, and they're the picture of perfect health. I mean, they've truly lived out this lifestyle. So, yeah, I think there's something there of earn and burn your calories. Yeah.
And also being exposed to natural light or sunlight as much as possible. Basically, if you're going to go out in the fields and work on a farm, it's pretty much going to be daily. So even if it's not full sunlight, even if there's partial cloud cover, it's still what's known as natural light. And this is also a very well-studied field. In fact, one of the books that I encountered quite a few years ago now, I had a housemate or roommate that had it. And the title of it was Light, Medicine of the Future. And it was absolutely fascinating. And one of the things that was brought out in this book that was titled Light, Medicine of the Future is the thing that caught my attention right away was the rates of skin cancer. And, you know, I never really swallowed the whole thing about sun's bad, you know, too much sun, skin cancer, bad. I just sort of intuitively know that was wrong. Well, in actuality, what's amazing, this might surprise you, but the lowest rates of skin cancer are those of outdoor workers. And so, for example, construction workers, lifeguards, people that work on power lines, they have the lowest rates of skin cancer. You know who has the highest rates of skin cancer? Indoor office workers. You know, they had it all broken down by category. Yeah, and that just blew my mind. I thought, well, there goes the whole theory about the sun causes cancer, because it certainly does not.
let's throw another wrench in the works. You know, I mean, talking about the Amish, and I got a lot of great friends in the Amish community here. You know, they don't use deodorant or sunscreen or any of that. I mean, hats, long sleeve shirts. But even so, I mean, they still get a lot of, you know, they're subject to a lot of sunlight, and they're healthier. I'm almost wondering, I mean, what are these chemicals in the deodorants and the sunscreens? You know, what are they doing? So there might be something to that.
Well, I even believe Alex Jones covered sunscreens a long time ago. But yeah, sunscreen chemicals are, some of them are actually carcinogenic. It's really hysterical the world we live in sometimes. You know, like when people get chemotherapy, they're receiving drugs that are carcinogenic. I mean, it's really quite amazing. You know, so yeah, no, don't ever use sunscreen. But one of the aspects too that I'll mention about this book and what's really well known, this is actually quite well studied, is natural light or sunlight entering the eye. So if it goes on your skin, that's great. And, you know, that's perfect. The body can use it and makes vitamin D. And there's all sorts of other things that we just don't understand. I mean, what we like to do is to dissect and to, you know, to reduce and to label and, you know, make our theories. But the bottom line is that there's just a lot of stuff we can't really put an idea or a label on. It's just the way God or nature made the world. But natural light or sunlight entering the eye is very important.
I'll just share this quick anecdote with you before we move on. And, you know, I'm not advocating for drug use of any kind, but I had a friend who was in his early 20s who got lymphoma, stage 4, non-Hodgkin's. And he had a big knot on his neck. Okay. This particular individual used methamphetamines, which I do not advocate, you know, officially on the air.
Okay.
But he was, all right. No, just follow me.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, because of the cancer, I mean, he was sleeping like all the time. I mean, it was just draining his energy. And when he used meth, he would stay up for 24 or 48 hours at a time. And, you know, I had to distance myself from this individual because of the obvious, you know, money drain, you know, in the situation. But I keep following up with him because he's a close friend. And, I mean, the knot went away. And it's almost like when he used meth, when he was active for longer periods of time, his body acted overtime and pretty much put it in remission. I mean, it's fascinating and phenomenal. Again, I can't advocate any of this on the air officially. I'm just telling you what I've observed from this person, that their body worked. Now, probably he shaved off a lot of years, you know, at the end of his life. I mean, he's probably not going to be live to an old age, but he seemed to put this thing in remission by making his body work overtime.
I would say also too, what entered into that was the calorie restriction that comes with people that use that because they don't eat as much.
Yeah.
But yeah, you are releasing. That's the problem that you get though with the meth burnout is you are releasing a tremendous amount of your brain chemicals. You know, your dopamines and your norepinephrines and all that. So, you know, you're putting that into your bloodstream. So those are going to have an enhancing or a feel-good effect. So, you know, and who knows, it probably would elevate his mood. And, of course, elevation of your mood is important. You know, the so-called laughter is the best medicine. That's actual science. The one thing I'll say before I go, you don't want to maybe take another call or something, but sun gazing. I don't know if you've ever heard the term of sun gazing, Jeremy, but you should look into it. It's there are probably good videos still up on YouTube. I watched some years and years ago. Basically, it's looking into the sun at very low angles. So, for example, within an hour of sunrise or an hour of sunset, like that. But I have a friend of mine in Arkansas. He's 74 years old. He does it during the day, and he usually does it through the leaves of a tree. If you picture shimmering sunlight coming through the leaves, or he'll fold up a screen. Like, he'll fold up a screen two or three times and look at the sun through that. And he had some medical issues before. He actually got poisoned by a drug when he went in the hospital, and it caused partial paralysis and all sorts of all sorts of other issues. And he claims to me, and I've known him for a while now, he claims to me that he cured himself and is enjoying very good health now through fasting, meditation, and sun gazing. And he's told me about some of his sun gazing sessions where, you know, he's doing it for extended periods of time, and he says he'll get a high that will last for days. So anybody who's interested, and that includes yourself, Jeremy, look into sun gazing, and I think you'll be fascinated.
Well, thank you, Paul. Let's take this break. We'll come back on the other side with the last caller on In Plain Sight. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
65, I was 17. I don't know where I'm running now. I'm just running on empty. Running blind. Running into the sun. But I'm running behind.
Okay, we're back in the last segment of In Plain Sight. We've got a couple of callers at the last minute. We got Gregory and Andy. Let's go to Gregory first. Gregory in California. I've never heard from you. Gregory, welcome to the show.
I believe not. No, I think this is the first time I've called you, Jeremy. How art thou? I didn't...
Great. Great, my friend. What's on your mind?
Oh, what's not on my mind? I mean, you brought up the topic of health and wealth and all that, and if you're not healthy, you're not wealthy. That's as far as I can see it. And,
yeah.
Yeah, talking about you know, Oriental folks and whatnot, and it brought to mind a Whole Earth magazine way back when. I mean, I was probably 16 when I read it. My brother-in-law had it, and he it was about these people that there was a whole civilization that ate walnuts, drank water, and that's all they did: eat walnuts and drink water, had sex once a year, and they were claiming they were living up to 200 years. But that's that's irrespective. I mean, if you're not doing things that could get you killed, you know, taking a chance here and there and living life, yeah, I don't see it being worth it. You know what I mean? And I'm going to let you go. Well, keep me on the line, Mike, because my stupid computer is not working, if you don't mind, sir. And, yeah, I love listening to the next caller. Damn, my poor little brain cell is not remembering his name.
Yeah, Andy.
Andy, yeah, from Texas. I remember when he was up in California or Northern Oregon or someplace.
Let's bring Andy on. Mike, keep Gregory on and we'll bring Andy on and you guys can converse. Andy in Texas, what's on your mind, sir?
Okay. Hey, yeah, he's right. I was in Phi Lan in the high desert of California there for a while. But hey, so my thing is that in my health and wellness, you take eat a good jalapeno at least once a month with just salt, raw salt. And yeah, you might go through a little trials and tribulations for the next day, but you will clean out very well. And as far as the sunscreen goes, I think that was invented to keep us from getting the D3 from the sun. And they scared you to put skin, you know, the screen on just so that you can't absorb the D3 that's coming from the sun, and therefore you're more susceptible. D3 is very good for stomach. It's imperative that you have D3 for your stomach too. And everything starts in your stomach.
I mean, geez. Well, right now, I recommend not getting into full sunlight early morning and evening at this time of year. I try really hard to stay out of direct sunlight. I'm running around naked right now because I want every cell on my body to generate and regenerate the vitamin D. And it's also good for the ego to realize that we don't need to eat.
Hey, not only that, my friend, if you're running around naked, that means you're barefoot. So get out there on the grass and get grounded to the earth. There's some health and wellness for you. Hey, Jeremy, I had something else I was going to talk about, but not enough time. So thanks for the time, sir.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Appreciate it. Tune in after this show, and then tomorrow, Fair and Show on the alternative media. Be there or be queer. Y'all stay classy.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.